we are coming up on the 11th annual Five Points Jazz Festival. If you think about it, especially for the folks at Kuvo who have been here, you know, before it started, it's like, really? 11 years? Niecy Washington from Denver Arts and Venues in the house this morning. How do you do 11 years? It just continues to grow.
I have to tell you, Steve, this neighborhood has been so fantastic about the Five Points Jazz Festival. They love the festival, and that's how we keep making it bigger and better every year.
I guess if the shop owners on Welton and the neighbors on Welton, we have people that live on Welton and all the other areas that are involved. I mean, everybody's involved.
Everybody. And everybody comes out. The shop owners get really excited, and they bring out, you know, their wares from their shops. It's really just a great day.
All the special good stuff. We're going to get into the amount of music that's coming, but it's also about the kids. It's a family event.
It is an absolutely family-friendly event. And this year, every year, we try to do something new and different for the kids. This year, we're really excited to be able to offer a NBA 2K14 basketball tournament for kids with an opportunity for them to win game cards for GameStop.
This is a video tournament.
It's a video game basketball tournament.
So, yeah, I mean, if you know what to do with a controller, you're going to be out there with the best, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. Other stuff as well. Last year, the tennis people were out there teaching people how to be the next Venus or Serena. And what do we have this year? There's a climbing wall?
There's an Parks and Rec will be bringing out their climbing wall. We also have some stilt walkers and some face painters. Almost all of the kids' activities are free. We've paid for them, so you don't have to. And then we also will have Pedal Positive will be here with some bike races for the kids.
Oh, there you go. Niecy Washington, Denver Arts and Venues. We did a couple of days ago, yesterday, I guess, on Eats and Beats, a list of what, some 20 vendors, turkey legs. Thank you. They're on the list. Can't do it without it.
You can't have a festival without turkey legs and barbecue.
Okay. There, 5 points anyway, right?
Absolutely.
On your list of things to do, you've put together a really fine list of musicians and stages, all the venues that are involved. The big stage out here at 29th and all the venues all the way down the street. And what, more than 30 bands?
More than 30 bands this year on 9 different stages. This is the biggest festival we've ever done.
Okay, so that means the people have to come on out.
Please, come on down. Come on down. You'll be with 20,000, we hope, of your closest friends.
Did you feel like, you know, you're the I don't know, promoter sort of limits what you do, but you're booking artists.
We book artists.
And it's really about the music.
It's all about the music, and we, you know, make it fun for the kids so that they can be educated about the importance of jazz.
Niecy Washington from Arts and Venues, 5 Points Jazz Festival in its 11th year, and still growing?
Still growing, and don't miss 2015 either.
Hey, we'll do that. Thank you. I mean, it's just been fun. I think all the, you know, we see many of our friends who play here and play jazz, and we talk about them and meet them. Everybody's excited to be on the docket at one of the related jazz events. We've got the Jazz on Film tonight, and then the walking tour tomorrow, and again, 30 plus bands on Friday. It's a lot to pull together.
It is, but we have a great committee who helps us put everything together, so I don't do it all on my own, thank the Lord. It's always fun to do, and we just hope that everybody has a good time.
I wonder if you get calls from other cities trying to do jazz festivals, or we're our own little secret and the word's about to get out.
You know, I think the word's getting out. More and more we're getting national news. We're making national news. So I think the word's getting out. We do get calls from other cities that haven't started this kind of thing, and we're very, you know, happy to help out.
And Niecy, it's hard to believe this is the 11th year already, huh?
It is.
and for those people that haven't been yet, what are you waiting for? You need to check this out. It represents not just the Five Points community alone, but it is a very diverse event, is it not?
It absolutely is. I mean, I think this is the one of several events in the city, but one that really represents the whole city.
Mm-hmm. And musically, in terms of jazz, that's a pretty broad genre. So we got the trad jazz, and we got the modern jazz, and some of the fusion and some of the adventurous stuff going on.
And Latin, and vocals, yeah. And locals, and big name acts from out of town as well.
And the blues, and thank you for honoring Mama Cat and Willie, the blues man. And, you know, we appreciate the love for the community because it helps tell the story that's not just historical, but it's right now.
It's happening right now.
Niecy Washington Arts and Venues, Five Points Jazz Festival. Come on out, y'all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Niecy.